I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. We'll have all the latest on the breaking news. A second healthcare worker tests positive for Ebola here in Dallas, and she gets sent to Atlanta for treatment. Also, my interview with Dr. Ken Brantley, an American survivor of Ebola. Let's get started. Breaking news about a second nurse who tested positive for Ebola and who is right now arriving in Atlanta for treatment at Emory University Hospital. I want to show you the live images that we're looking at right now. That is the ambulance that the nurse has just gotten into. She just flew in to Atlanta, was able to walk off the aircraft in a complete hazmat suit, completely covered. She was escorted by other healthcare workers who were also dressed similarly, but she was able to walk on her own accord into a waiting ambulance. And there you see the procession of law enforcement vehicles and health officials who are going to be escorting her to Emory University Hospital. The breaking news just in from Chief Medical Correspondent. Actually, in fact, let's take a look at her getting off the plane. Let's take away from those live images. We'll show you the images which occurred just a few minutes ago. You see her in the yellow suit being escorted slowly into that waiting ambulance. Obviously, an abundance of caution that those healthcare workers are showing Amber Vincent, this nurse who today, it was revealed, has tested positive. The second healthcare worker at Dallas Presbyterian Hospital who has tested positive for Ebola. The breaking news, as I was saying, just in from Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta, that the reason she was moved from Texas Presbyterian Hospital is because of concerns that healthcare workers there or here are going to walk out and there won't be enough people to actually treat this new case. There's more breaking news tonight. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has learned from a CDC official that Vincent called the CDC before she got on that flight and got the okay to go. Now, this is a bit confounding considering what the head of the CDC said just today. Listen.
She was in a group of individuals known to have exposure to Ebola. She should not have traveled on a commercial airline.
We begin with Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, so talk to me about what you've heard, the latest about her temperature, her elevated temperature, and who she called before the flight.
Yep, so we know that she had flown from Dallas to Cleveland on the 10th and was going to fly back from Cleveland to Dallas on the 13th. She was self-monitoring, meaning taking her own temperature. We know that her temperature was 99.5, and it sounds like she did the right thing at that point, which was to call someone at the CDC. From my understanding now, we've confirmed this with government officials, she made that call, told them what her temperature was, told them that she was going to get on a flight, and was not told that she shouldn't board the flight. She was given no guidance that flight was a no-no, anything like that, and that's why she did get on that flight and fly back to Dallas again, Anderson, with that temperature of 99.5. A little bit of context, and you and I have talked about this, with a temperature, elevated temperature like that, and this history of recently having taken care of a patient with Ebola, had she been in West Africa, she would have been flagged for secondary screening and likely not been able to get on a plane. That didn't happen here in the United States in Cleveland, Anderson.